Good day, sir. The things that you're saying are nothing new. I'm currently reading and preaching through the book of Acts, and I don't know how anybody can read through the book of Acts or much of the New Testament for that matter without seeing many of the points that you've made today and in the past. You continue to articulate these things over and over very well. For instance, in Acts chapter 17 and verse 5, it says, "But the Jews, which believe not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people." So my question is, how long do you think it will be before it becomes acceptable on a large scale to call much of the New Testament, if not all of it, anti-Semitic?
It's already happening. First of all, there's a court case in Finland right now. This is a Finnish woman, grandmother, who was also a member of the Finnish parliament, who is reading chapter on Romans as a condemnation of homosexuality. That's going to be the thin end. It's going to happen in Canada, too. This is the progress of the Antichrist. The more power they get, the more reckless they become. The more reckless they become, the more they create opposition. The more they're stepping toward their doom, and they're losing their power. So we have to have faith as this happens, that God is in charge of this, and that He will use His power to bring about this justice, because God hears the cry of the poor. And if there's ever the cry of the poor, it's what's happening to the Palestinians. So we have to be patient. We can't panic. We can't go crazy with fear or any of these things, because these are trying times, and you have to keep your balance and keep your eye on the goal and understand that God's in charge.